into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, and these signs shall follow them that believe.
Not mere words. Praise the Lord. Out of her belly shall what? Has Jesus Christ been glorified? Has he given the Holy Ghost? So you are qualified. You are feared. You are able. You are made able already. So let the manifestation begin. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. So that's what I want to stress today, and I will let it rest. I have some scriptures to just prove to you that that's what God intends. For example, he started from the Old Testament. And in Ezekiel chapter, God help me, 36, that's right. Ezekiel 36, 26, can somebody read? Can somebody read quickly? Romans 7, 22, Paul was talking in the book of Romans. And somebody has 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, Paul was talking to the Corinthian church. You see, that was all the Bible is talking about. Let God on the inside of you. Hey, and your changed life begins to manifest from now in the name of Jesus. Where you've never seen miracles, you will see plenty. Because look, miracles is God doing his work. That's all. God being God, period. You hear their testimonies. God being God, some weird testimonies.
Ezekiel 36, 26.
Yes.
A new heart also will I give you.
See, before Jesus was born, he was saying how he will do it. I will give you a new heart. Go ahead.
And a new spirit will I put in you.
I will put a new spirit. Where? Come on, talk to me. In you. And he was saying, I'm going, look, this is a small thing. I know what I'm going to do. I will change your heart and I will put a new spirit inside of you. That's in Ezekiel. You find it with many of the prophets too. Glory be to God in the highest. Yes, Romans 7. Paul was saying, look, this life is a struggle here and there, here and there. But here is where he began his conclusion. Yes, ma'am.
Romans 7, 22. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man.
Oh, you know, he says that the things I do, I want to do, I cannot do what I don't want to do. But finally, he said, but I delight in the law of God. How? After how? Come on, check your Bible. Come on, check your Bible. Check your Bible. He did say, I delight in the word of God through the external. I said, through the inward man, he overcame. Glibly, we say this from the book of Proverbs, as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. Your heart is you. This service, I am not boasting. I am saying it to the glory of God in the name of Jesus. There will be many that will rise out of this service and say, finally, I found it. In the name of Jesus. 2 Corinthians.
For which cause we faint not.
For which cause we faint not. 4:16, yes.
But though our outward man perish.
Though our outward man perish.
Yet the inward man is renewed day by day.
Inward man is renewed day by day. You are hearing Paul again. He's always inward man, inner man, hidden man of the heart, spirit, and my belly. Glory be to God in the highest. God deals with the inside and takes charge of the outside. So we sing a song. Jesus on the inside. Oh, what a... Yes. Jesus is working.
Oh, what a change in my life.
Jesus is working. Oh, what a change in my life. Oh, what a change in my life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. I say praise Jesus. You know what Jesus did on the Mount of Configuration? He showed them that it's from inside out. Hey, they got there. And they suddenly just saw light. He's the master. He's the master. He began to glow as light. And his flesh disappeared. His clothes disappeared. It was a bundle of light. And the light took over the whole place. They fell on their faces. They couldn't see anymore. When they opened, it was the light and its environment. They saw the long gone Moses, the long gone Elijah. Say, this light is dealing with another realm. Peter said, can we build three tents? He was trying to interpret what he didn't understand. But by the time they got up again, Jesus was speaking and they said, get up, let's go. When the Bible says you are complete, that's exactly what you are complete. See, by the time you catch up with what he has done in a revelation, because that means that you are just discovering it. He says, to the intent that the many-sided wisdom of God will dazzle the principalities. How? Through you. You are the one that the principalities you see and say, hey, wisdom of God, hey, wisdom of God. It's you. No, Jesus, is you. It is you. Inside us. How do you overcome sin? Inside out. If you leave it to the flesh, every man that walks past will be like she's inviting you to the bed. Every man that dangles some money, hey, say, ah. Every man that plays Yahoo Yahoo, you say you want all kind of rubbish. But when you get on the inside, the same thing that attracts you, that confuses you, that gives you trouble, you begin to look at. What nonsense. The heart of a man has the capacity to always create abundance. Abundance of fear, abundance of courage, abundance of poverty, abundance of wealth, abundance of victory, abundance of failure. The heart of man is created to create abundance. And how do you communicate it? How do you link it with your world? Speak. That's why I tell you, I say, don't believe a set lie by yourself. Look for what is true. Whatever thinks is true, whatever thinks is lovely, whatever thinks is pure, whatever. He said, this is what, these are the things you should think. What about the other one? Can't you see? He said, don't think about it. Don't think. What you think you multiply, what you multiply, you get. Because that's what you speak. You live from the inside out. Out of your belly shall what? Rivers of death. So whoever is wishing you death, oh my, she's taking it. Let the living water flow. It will drown the person. Pastor, the woman did like this. Jesus has done 10 of this before. Let the water flow. The name of Jesus. You are a well of life. But that's you. I didn't make it, so Jesus made it, and I will let you know who you are. That's why let the darkness be as thick as darkness. You will shine. Hey, in the name of Jesus. No matter the bondage of life, look, he has made you more than a conqueror. Now thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph. Why should you always see yourself as a victim and you keep on going as a victim everywhere you go? See yourself as overcoming. Before long, you come and shake our hands and say, Pastor, I've overcome. That's the way it works. That's the way it works. So our last scripture. You say, what is it? That God will grant unto you out of his what? Of his riches in glory. To be what? Fortified. To be what? Strengthened. With what? Fortitude. With what? Might. Where? In your inner man. So that constantly Christ will live in your heart by what? And you will be what? Rooted and grounded in agape love. And ladies and gentlemen, agape cannot fail. I don't care where the devil was made. Agape will finish him. And that's the power from the inside of you. Communicate it. Now to him who is able. Everybody say able. Now whatever your problem is he able? Who is able to do what? X. Have you seen it? Wait. It's out of the abundance. It's the abundance of your heart that God matches.